The FDA is advising doctors to consider alternative therapies to Celebrex, but they're not pulling the popular painkiller off the market. So doctors must decide for themselves what kind of advice to give their patients. Dr. Robert Schmerling is one such physician. He's a rheumatologist at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston, and he joins us now. Doctor, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
With the Celebrex announcement, I imagine that the phone lines in your office are rather busy right now.
That's right. Absolutely.
What are patients saying when they call?
Well, they're concerned. They're ready and willing to stop the medicine right away, and they want to know what to take instead.
What are you telling them?
Well, I think the answer is different for each patient. There are patients who take Celebrex who were not in a high-risk group for ulcer disease in the first place, who may very well have done well on a different medication, something like ibuprofen or naproxen. And for them, I'll recommend they switch to one of the older traditional anti-inflammatories rather than Celebrex, which is one of the newer ones. Celebrex can be better for patients who have high risk of ulcer disease. And so for those patients, I think it's a more difficult decision. For those patients, I'll sometimes recommend switching to one of the older anti-inflammatories, and that in addition, they take a medication to protect the stomach.
This must be a difficult time for physicians because you're on the hot spot here. Patients are calling and they're looking to you for advice. What kind of factors do you weigh when you give that advice to patients?
It is a difficult time for physicians. There's a lot of uncertainty. We haven't seen the data. And I think we do the best we can with the information that's available. And keeping in mind that people are taking Celebrex for conditions that aren't themselves life-threatening but can be very debilitating. So patients who are at high risk for ulcer disease, who are taking Celebrex and doing well with better function, better daily activities, it's a very difficult decision to make to take them off that medication onto something that might not work as well.
There was at one point a study that suggested that Celebrex was not only safe, but that it might actually prevent cardiovascular events. And over time, doctors, it seems, have been getting mixed signals about this drug.
That's absolutely right. And in fact, I think what we're having to deal with now is several studies coming to different conclusions. There were two very recent studies that were in the news just last week, one of which showed increased cardiovascular risk, but the other didn't show the increased cardiovascular risk. And as you mentioned, a one prior to that showing, if anything, some cardiac protection. So there are a lot of very mixed signals and no clear guidance about which of those signals is the most important to follow.
Is this frustrating for you?
Absolutely. There are patients who are taking Celebrex who were switched from Vioxx and now are facing the decision again about what to do. It's frustrating for patients, and it's also frustrating for their doctors.
What's the mood in your office right now?
Well, I wouldn't call it panic, but having gone through an attempt to contact every patient in our practice taking Vioxx, the office staff and the office physicians in our office are worrying that we're going to have to go through the same exercise for Celebrex, and it's not a happy thing to consider.
For those who suffer from osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, how important are these drugs?
I would say these drugs are important in that they offer some modest benefit most of the time. I don't find them indispensable, and I think that is something that that maybe sometimes is overlooked. There are patients who do reasonably well on acetaminophen or other mild pain relievers, and there are many patients who do reasonably well without any medication for minor arthritis pains.
Can you recall a similar situation where the medical community faced a similar dilemma?
Actually, I can't. These medications are prescribed so commonly for conditions that are so common. I can't actually think of a good example of a medication so widely prescribed, so routinely prescribed, that faced this kind of scrutiny, this kind of bad news, and before anyone really knew what to do.
Doctor, thanks so much for speaking to us.
My pleasure.
Dr. Robert Schmerling is a rheumatologist at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston.